Welcome to episode 78 of the Frenemies podcast. NFL regular season wrapped up, and we have someone new in fourth and third place. Fourth place is Hunter Smith, has been in the bottom for like 5 weeks now, and he will stay there. Jackson, would you like to talk about your third place finish this year?
Yeah, I'm not upset with it at all. In the last week of the season, I was in second place, and I decided I was going to make a last-ditch effort to try to catch Carter. I picked a lot of games I typically wouldn't pick. No one was going to remember me if I picked the same games as Carter and finished in second. That was very meaningless to me. Instead, you know, I got third place in the competition. No one's ever going to remember, but people are going to remember that I died trying, so I'm okay with it.
Jackson, okay. You didn't pick enough games to overtake me.
I understand. It was a big decision.
Thank you for the false narrative, Jackson, like you love to spread. I was in second place from fourth to second. Very happy.
This fourth 12
and 4 this week. Carter, first place, any thoughts? Congratulations, by the way. Round of applause. Well done. Well done.
Are you two shitting me? I applauded for you last year, the self-proclaimed messiah, and now that you're at the bottom of the leaderboard, I don't get any respect to after the trashing, honestly, after the calling yourself.
It's not you that I'm not applauding. Jacob didn't let me have my word, and I'm at him. So the protest of applauding is because of Jacob, not you.
Good Hunter, say what you want. I didn't hear you.
Job's not finished.
Okay. Carter.
Up is over. The regular season is over, and I have won. And I stay true. I finished the job that I started, and I feel good about it. I feel successful. I feel like it was a rebound from last year. It's what you need. Unlike last year's champion, I'm not going to get too cocky. I'm not going to say all these things because it's an up and down game. One year you're on the throne, the next year, you know, you're in the dungeon, and right now Hunter Smith is deep in that dungeon. So I mean, it is what it is. I won. I'm hoping to get this playoff victory too. We'll see what we can do. But fresh slate for everyone. Excited to start.
That was beautiful, Carter. I'm also shout out to Carter. 11-6-1 in your Chipotle games. Congratulations.
It was not the perfect record we wanted, but it's a winning record, and I'll take it.
Did you do well last year in your Chipotle games?
It was way more mediocre than that. It was like a classic Steve Fisher Rams scenario, like an 8-8, 9-7, 7-9.
Who did you just say?
Steve Fisher.
Nope.
That's not his name?
Nope.
What's his name?
Jeff.
Well, there is a Steve Fisher, but he was the head coach of Michigan basketball during the Fab Five.
Are you serious?
Jeff Fisher was the coach of the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Jeff Fisher. I don't know why I confuse them, but I do. If you're a new watcher, names, not my forte. I know who I'm talking about. Like, I'm talking about the right person. Just if it comes to spelling, pronunciation, it's not for me. So I apologize to Jeff and Steve for mixing them up. Both well-respected coaches.
Steve died.
I know. He's a well-respected coach. Apologies to him.
Jeff's coaching career died.
Jeff's coaching career did die, but he was masterful at being mediocre in the NFL. So,
you're going to call a dead man mediocre? That seems kind of rude.
That's harsh.
No, I didn't call the
fan. Okay, Carter hates dead people. Let's move on here. We'll talk about the wild card.
Things that happened in our community this past week.
Playoff wild card here. Hunter, I don't think we're going to talk about that here. Seahawks 49ers, first game on Saturday. Seahawks snuck in the playoffs after who'd they beat in the final week of the season?
The Rams.
Rams, and then they got help from the Lions. 49ers at home. 49ers, ever since Purdy has been the quarterback, have just looked phenomenal, and they're hitting stride. I don't see a way they lose this game. Now, saying that, I guess the Seahawks would then win, but I don't care. Give me the Niners.
I'll go next here. I'm going to go Niners. That's my pick, but I'll put some doubt into your guys' mind. We've never seen Brock Purdy in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie. He was the very last pick of the draft. He kind of, when he got thrown into the starting role, really no expectations. The Niners had a losing record with Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo comes in. They were 3-4 when they traded for Christian McCaffrey. It wasn't a great football team this year. Garoppolo was fine once he got back. And once Garoppolo got injured, everyone thought season was over. No one really had the Niners getting anywhere. And then Purdy comes in, masterclass. He doesn't play like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Joe Burrow, but he played like a game manager. He got the job done. He won them football games. And now the Niners are hosting a home playoff game. With that said, now it's win or go home. Purdy was playing with house money. Now he has to win. And we haven't seen Brock Purdy in a must-win game. So I think this will be a very interesting game. I think Purdy looks rattled early, but I think the way that Kyle Shanahan is able to manage games, I think he'll coach his quarterback through it. I think the Niners get through it. I'll take the Niners, but look for Purdy to struggle early.
Yeah, Jack, I don't hate that. I think Purdy, because obviously like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was completely hating on Brock Purdy. I didn't think he was anything. I think he's shown within the past 3 or 4 weeks that he can be a legit playoff quarterback and possibly lead this team to a Super Bowl. I think this is a bloodbath. I think the Niners absolutely destroy the Seahawks. I kind of wish the Lions got in just because the Lions would have had a ton of momentum. And I think maybe that could have been a game, but I think the Niners dominate here.
I think it's also important to mention before the first game that the last place finisher and for our playoff pick-ems, we'll be buying the first place finisher, the jersey of the Super Bowl MVP, whoever that is. Just to put a little stake in the game, and moving forward, we'll be doing some sort of reward thing, first, last place type thing when we do the NBA playoffs and maybe even March Madness, just to spice things up. I think you guys summed it up pretty good. I'll take the 49ers. I know Jack talks about Brock Purdy's lack of playoff experience. I don't think it matters in this game because he's going against Geno Smith, who also has zero playoff experience. He's played well, to give him credit. So hopefully you guys are right and he performs well in the playoffs, but we'll see. But I'll take the Niners.
All right, Niners sweep. I think we all expected that. I would say I expect a low-scoring game. I think they're like 20-3 or like 17-3. I don't see the Seahawks may not score a touchdown. I think they're extremely low scoring. Like Jack said, Purdy may struggle. All right, let's go to the night game here. I don't think really anyone expected this to be the night game, but it is. Chargers, Jaguars in Jacksonville, Saturday night football. I want to go last on this one.
I'll go first. I'm taking the Chargers. I just like Justin Herbert more than I like Trevor Lawrence. And I feel like this game with not like the Jags don't really have an elite defense and neither do the Chargers. This just feels like a game that the better quarterback wins. And I think the better run game wins. And I think the Chargers have both. So I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'll go next here. I think this is one of my favorite games to watch personally on the slate. I think this is going to be a phenomenal game. I think the Jaguars defense is going to show out. I think they're going to play really well. In saying that, after a lot of consideration, I'm taking the Chargers. I think the Chargers have more big name guys. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is ready quite yet. And I think just the studs for the Chargers are going to pull out a win here. It's going to be Los Angeles.
I think in this one, I think Brandon Staley's coaching for his job here. He's had 2 years with one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You can ask any reasonable fan or analyst. They will have Herbert in their top five. And Staley's missed the playoffs his first 2 years with Herbert. Now he's finally in the playoffs with Herbert. This is a game you're supposed to win. I'm going to go Chargers here. I also think I don't think Trevor Lawrence is a big play under the lights guy. I think Trevor Lawrence, his entire career has been babied. When he was in college, he played in the ACC, easily the weakest Power 5 conference in college football. So he always had an easy schedule. And then, you know, he only won one national championship, and a lot of times he failed under the bright lights in the playoffs.
Only one national championship. Okay.
Yeah.
Only one.
He also he played with NFL superstars. He didn't have to play anyone the regular season. It was a cakewalk. He had to play two. He had to play two big games a year. That's all he had to do. He had to play two big games a year. I'm not a Trevor Lawrence guy. I think Joey Bosa is going to have. I think Joey Bosa is going to have a field day against Trevor Lawrence. I think Derwin James is going to have a great game in the secondary. I like the Chargers a lot more than I like the Jaguars here. I'll take Chargers.
All right. Well, and Trevor Lawrence's biggest game, he threw for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I don't know what Jackson's talking about. But yeah, I'll be writing the Jaguars.
His competition was Josh Dobbs.
I was talking about the game against Ohio State, Jackson. You imbecile.
In a game that he got bailed by a terrible fumble call and then a terrible targeting call.
It was the game they lost. Again, Jax, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the game they lost. So, yeah, he couldn't win against a defense that was ranked 125th in pass defense.
400 yards.
Yeah, it was 125th best pass defense in college football. Never shines under the lights. Trevor Lawrence never shines under the lights. He's in his first playoff game. He's going to fail again. He is a failure.
Yeah. I think the coaching here is going to play a big part, and I think Doug Peterson runs circles around Staley. Staley decided to play starters, and Mike Williams came off hurt, so I don't even know if he's playing. I think the Jaguars. They have a great run defense. I think Eckler gets bottled up. I think the Jaguars win. They get deep into the touchdown, too. 27, and the Chargers had, 17 or 21. Give me my Jags.
I don't hate that, Jay, because I do agree. I think the Chargers defense is going to be stellar, but I just don't know how the Jaguars are going to score points. Like, especially what we saw on primetime with Lawrence last week is just, I mean, the only reason they're here right now is because their defense got a massive touchdown with about 2 or 3 minutes left against, who are they playing again? Who's the quarterback? Why am I blanking?
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, against Dobbs, that's right. So I don't know. I just don't know if they'll be able to put up enough points.
I do not trust a Chargers team led by Staley in a playoff game. Not at all. And talking about choking under pressure, Staley and the Chargers team just know how to do that. So I'll take my Jaguars. All right, let's move on here. First game on Sunday, Dolphins, Bills, 1 o'clock in Buffalo. Tua still not playing. Bills.
Yeah, I wish Tua was playing. Would have been a game, but it won't be. Bills.
This may be one of the only blowouts we see in the playoffs. Give me the Bills.
This is a game where I think every single person in sports media has written off the Dolphins. They have no, there's no scenario where you look at Miami where you can say, yeah, they win this game. So because of that, I'm going to go Bills. I will say this though. This kind of reminds me of something the Browns did in 2020. The Browns played the Steelers in the season finale and then played the Steelers the next week in the wild card round. And when you watch the Jets Dolphins game, I don't think Skylar Thompson's a very good quarterback. But I think McDaniel was kind of smart, and he knew he wasn't going to have Tua next week. They ran a lot of the same plays, like nothing special, no trickery. It was a very bland and basic offensive game from the Dolphins. If I had to guess, McDaniel didn't want to put anything on film for Buffalo, and I'll bet you Miami will have a bunch of trickeration and a bunch of stuff they haven't ran all year to try to confuse that Buffalo defense, because that's the only shot Miami has. With that said, Buffalo blowout.
Jackson, Miami was not guaranteed a playoff spot. They needed to win that game.
Neither was Cleveland when they played Pittsburgh, but Cleveland knew Pittsburgh didn't have any of their starters, and they ran a very bland game. There was nothing special about that
Bills
game.
That's really smart. I actually see a lot of similarity between the Dolphins and the Browns.
Yeah, but the Bills played their starters.
You know, Tyreek Hill.
I understand. What you're saying has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Skylar Thompson and Baker Mayfield's quarterback level of play, like very
Carter,
similar.
Carter, what you're saying has like nothing to do with what
that take Carter, is great.
Carter, take what I'm saying, shut the hell up. What I'm saying has absolutely nothing to do with what you're spewing right now. I'm just saying McDaniel knows he has nothing with Skylar Thompson. McDaniel knows he has Everest on Sunday against the Bills. So McDaniel, what he did, he showed nothing. It was like a preseason game. He showed absolutely nothing. And he knew with the Jets, you know, you have Joe Flacco, you have a bad offense, you're not going to get much going. Miami, they ran nothing on offense. It was a very bland game. I think McDaniels is saving the entire playbook for Buffalo because that's his only shot.
I will say McDaniel is 1,000 times smarter than Staley is. He will run circles around him. And yes, I do think
McDaniels isn't playing Staley. McDaniels is playing McDermott.
This game is close in the beginning. I don't think that should shock a ton of people. It may, but I don't think it should.
Hunter. Mike McDaniels is playing Sean McDermott. The Dolphins are playing the Bills.
We're on a different game, Hunter.
That's what I said.
No, you said McDaniels is going to run circles around Staley.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got my games confused.
So who's going to run circles around who?
Okay. I think the whole point I was trying to make is McDaniels is smart. He's going to know how to coach. He's a phenomenal coach. I think he's already been kind of proven. He knows what he's doing. He will be ready to go. His guys will be ready to play.
Is he going to run circles around Sean McDermott? Is that what you're saying right now?
No. I was thinking two different head coaching matchups. But I think this game could be close in the beginning, potentially. That was my only point. I just got a little sidetracked.
Okay. Bill Sweet. Next game, Giants Vikings. I don't think we'll sweep this one, but who wants to go first?
I've already went first, so Jack or Hunter should go first.
Neither Jack or Hunter have gone first. One of them will be going next. You guys can decide who goes next. We're going to restart this entire episode. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay.
No, right. What do we start with? Jack, that means you're going first next, by the way.
I think a lot of the basic NFL fans may see this game as a Vikings blowout. In saying that, I think the Giants win this football game.
No one's thinking Vikings blowout.
Really? Okay. Well,
it's a the Giants are a very trendy pick.
I think the Giants don't turn the ball over. The Giants have a phenomenal run defense, or a phenomenal run offense. That historically is what wins playoff games. The Vikings have been in shambles. They remind me of the 11-0 Steelers. I've been saying that all year. The Vikings are a fake fraud team, and the only real team in New York is the football Giants. I think the Giants win this game. Give me New York.
Okay, I'll go second here. Everyone and their mom is picking this as their upset game, picking the Giants to win. I think we also start to realize that although the Vikings have flaws and they're not winning the Super Bowl, they are still a very good football team. And I don't think the Giants' defense has the options at cornerback to slow down Jay Jettas. So for that reason, I will be taking the Vikings at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know who I want to pick. Because, the Giants, that's the formula for playoff football. Better O-line, better D-line. I think they're a more disciplined football team. I think in the trenches they got the better players, but then I look at skill positions, and I think the Vikings got the better players. And these are two rookie head coaches. We've never seen either of these guys in the playoffs before. We don't know what they're like in the playoffs. You see some coaches, they have great regular seasons. They get to the playoffs, they fold. They're not good coaches. I'm very torn here. I'm going to go with what my gut says, and my gut says Minnesota. But this is the hardest playoff matchup to predict, in my opinion.
So this feels like the upset game. Giants run the ball better. Vikings have had close games all season. I don't think this Vikings team doesn't remind me of the Steelers. They remind me of the Bengals Super Bowl run, where they played a lot of close games and they won them. The only difference is Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow. And unfortunately for Kirk Cousins, he's playing at 4:30 and not at 1 o'clock. So because the game is at 4:30, I will be taking the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I forgot he was not playing at 1 o'clock, but hopefully because it's still, sunny outside, he doesn't know that it's prime time. All right. I believe that was 2-2. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go to Cincinnati. Sunday night, Ravens, Bengals. Jackson, you're one for some.
Yeah. I think this has got to be the easiest game of the slate to pick, playoff wise. Lamar Jackson, right now, it's expected that he's not going to play. Snoop Huntley, as of this morning, was getting all the practice reps. regardless, Lamar Jackson's injury was supposed to be 3 weeks. Yeah, I know. His nickname's Snoop Huntley.
I did not know that.
That's what Schefter reported. I didn't know it either until Schefter reported Snoop Huntley getting all the looks at quarterback this week. Anyways, Lamar Jackson's injury is supposed to be 3 weeks. It has been 6 weeks since we've seen Lamar Jackson throw a football. If you throw Lamar Jackson under the Ravens team right now, I don't think he is what he's been for the first half of the season. I think he's, I think he'd be very rusty coming off an injury. Hadn't played in 6 weeks, no live action. He hasn't been even been in practice. So regardless of who's starting a quarterback for the Ravens, I really like the Bengals here. And then Jamar Chase, he was talking today in his press conference about how he has get backs for the Ravens because I guess he didn't like what the Ravens were doing to him on Sunday. Anytime Jamar Chase has talked any sort of trash in his NFL career, Burrow has thrown for 350 plus. I'm going to go Bengals here. This reminds me a lot of when when the Ravens were talking junk about the Bengals during the Super Bowl run, and the Bengals come out towards the end of the season and Burrow had like 500 yards. I'll go Bengals here. I think that's a very disciplined and ready to play Bengals team.
Yeah, this is an easy game to pick. No way in hell the Bengals lose this football game. That's all I'm going to say.
I have a question for you all, as I tend to do. Is this a ploy, a plot by the Ravens to pay Lamar Jackson as little money as possible?
I don't think they're paying at all. I think he's gone.
And do you think they're using this to cover their asses? And if he's gone, where does he go?
I think Lamar realized he doesn't want to come back anymore, and he's just not going as fast he can in rehab, and both sides just want to get rid of each other.
Where's he going though? I don't know. Like, I'm glad he's out of the AFC North, but
I have no idea.
The Colts?
Because you're going to have to pay him all the money. So it's someone who needs cap space and needs a quarterback.
The Colts? The Jets?
No, not the Colts. Maybe the Jets. I could see him going to the Jets. That would make the most sense because they have cap space and they're kind of close players-wise.
That team is disgusting if he goes there. And they were good this year without a quarterback.
Yeah, no, by far the Jets. No way he goes to Colts. He's not a Colts quarterback. It'll be the Jets.
Maybe Washington. Makes a move for a quarterback.
But they already have Wentz. They already paid Wentz. Like, I'd be shocked.
What about Detroit? What if they get rid of Goff and they pick up Lamar Jackson?
The team's dangerous, too.
If you're the Lions, though, why would you want to move on from Jared Goff? He was in the best year of his career.
I know. We're just throwing up options. And Lamar Jackson is obviously the better quarterback than Jared Goff.
Yeah.
What was your pick for this game?
Oh, my pick's the Bengals. But I think that's the more concerning issue for this game is Lamar Jackson's future.
Do you guys think Lamar's played his last game as a Raven?
Yes.
All right, then where do you guys think he ends up?
We
just talked about this. And I confirmed to you when you were gone what we were talking about.
When did you do that? Sorry, my computer shut down, so I had to leave the meet for a minute.
No, okay, never mind. Hearing, not listening. All right, you guys are not going to like this, but no one's thinking the Ravens have a chance in this game. For that reason, I'm picking the Ravens. These are division opponents. All division games are going to be close. Jack made a point about like team saving stuff for the next week. The Ravens Bengals just played. The Ravens barely didn't play anyone. The Bengals played their players.
Snoop Huntley over Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is top three. It's not even close.
And it's extremely hard for teams. Super Bowl winning, like made to the Super Bowl. It's hard to get back there. I think they have their eyes past this game, and I'm taking the Ravens. I think it's a scratch match. I think they win like 13-10.
You think the Bengals put up 10?
This is why we didn't listen to what your suggestion was for the prize right here. This is why cash was an option.
People think blowout. I guarantee it's not a blowout.
It doesn't even have to be a blowout. It's this. Even, this has like 20. How are the Ravens going to score?
Even the game last week.
How are the Ravens going to score?
Where the Ravens didn't literally showed nothing and didn't play a lot of their players. They lost by 11 to a Bengals team that was full strength.
Who's a better team right now, the Seahawks or the Ravens? A better offensive team. Who's the better offensive team?
It's probably the Seahawks. Look, if the Ravens were playing anyone else that weren't in the division or knows a lot about the opponent or dealt with Burrow for the past 3 years and know what they're doing, it's kind of like the Browns. The Browns defense always plays well against the Bengals. Do they play well against other teams? Absolutely not. They're horrible. But they always play well against
the Bengals. It's different in the playoffs, bro, and it's different with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is that dude.
I'm telling you, this game's close. And I'm telling you, everyone's circling the Giants game as the upset game. I disagree. I think this is the upset game that no one's talking about.
Game's close for the first half, and then Joey B is like, I'm that guy, and he's going to turn on. It's a 14-21 point game.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think after the first four drives, I think this game is 14-0.
Ravens. I think it's a classic AFC North game. And again, when like in the playoffs, when it's close margins, when they have Ravens have Justin Tucker, so whenever they get past the 50-yard line, they're guaranteed 3 points. I like their chances.
You know, I think you're wrong, but you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that one. It was a playoff game in Cincinnati. I forget the year, but it was the year Andy Dalton got injured at the end of the year, and they had to play AJ McCarron, and the Bengals were up. I think they were up 17-16 with like a minute 40 to go inside the 20 because they just got an interception. And then Jeremy Hill fumbled next possession. Steelers drive down. That was like when the perfect hit Antonio Brown, that whole saga began.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like Jay, get your point because it's also, you know, Bengals backup quarterback. They fought. They almost won that game. Ravens backup quarterback division game supposed to be close because that was Bengals Steelers. It makes sense. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the Bengals are better almost every single way. And I think Zach Taylor is getting close to surpassing Harbaugh as a coach.
Okay, no, that's just blatantly incorrect. He's not close to passing Harbaugh.
Right now, if you're starting a franchise, I mean, who do you take?
Harbaugh. It's not even close.
I think it's a lot closer than people would make it. I think it's a lot closer than that.
Jackson, you all of last year, you were.
I was very anti Zach Taylor. I didn't like Zach Taylor at all. I wasn't a fan of Zach Taylor at all.
So what changed this year?
Consistency. Consistency. The offense was much better. The defense was great. Leadership was there. They started out 0-2. Everyone wrote the Bengals off, and then they come out and they win like what was it? 10. They're 13-2 in their last 15. Zach Taylor's done an unbelievable job. I'm very impressed with him.
Out of all the teams to pick an upset too, I just feel like the Bengals are so hot right now. Like, I know that could just be like, I mean, you never know, obviously, in the playoffs. It's just the Bengals are so hot. It's just so hard for me to see them losing the first round.
I see it as the classic NCAA tournament game that no one thinks is going to upset. This team is my St. Peter's, and they're going to upset Kentucky.
North Texas.
Sure. Yeah, give me the Ravens.
All right.
Monday Night Football, Cowboys-Buccaneers in Tampa. This is the game I've gone back and forth on the most. So I would prefer to go last.
All right, I'll start here. Because as of right now, in this very second, I don't have the pick in my head, so I want to talk it out. Because in his career, Brady is 7-0 against the Cowboys. He's never lost, and it's the best record in NFL history for wins against a team without a loss, 7-0. Brady has it against Dallas. And then on top of that, Buccaneers are 8-9, but they're in the NFC South. So they won the division, home field advantage in Tampa. Tampa plays on grass. Dallas plays on turf. Dallas hasn't won a game this year on grass, which I think is very, very interesting. With that said, I'm going to go. No, you know what? I'm going to go Buccaneers. I was going to go Cowboys. I'm going Buccaneers. Brady always finds a way in the playoffs. I don't even think Brady's the X factor in this game. I don't think Dak's been very good to end the season. Todd Bowles, I don't think he's a great play caller. I don't think he's a great coach, but he dials up pressure more than anybody in the league. Dak Prescott, not good under pressure. I will take the Buccaneers in this game, but barely.
Yeah, no, I'm with Jack. I think the Buccaneers also win this game. Dak Prescott leads the league in interceptions, and he's only played 12 games. I think Mike McCarthy is an extremely overrated coach, and the Dallas Cowboys looked like shit last week. Tom Brady's at home. He's playing under his fans. He's playing at that stadium, and it's Tom Brady in the playoffs against the Dallas Cowboys, who have been known to choke over and over and over and over and over. When anyone counts out Tom Brady, he always does shit like what we saw previously. So I will take the Buccaneers.
I've been saying it.
Yeah. Since here we go.
4 weeks ago. Yeah. It's just what the GOATs do, man. Jordan's last year, he drags a team to the finals. They should not have beat that Indiana Pacers team. LeBron in 07 drags a horrible team with Walmart luggage to the finals. It's just what the GOATs do. They step up in the big time moments. Also, I hate Cowboys fans. I they are the worst. Oh, the Yankees are pretty bad too. But like, it's just, it was week one and I was already hearing, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. Like, just shut up, please.
They do sound like that.
It's 1 week. Like, it's 1 week. So this may be more because I want them to lose. I mean, everything football wise says Cowboys. They run the ball better. They have a better defense. They have one of the best defensive players in the league. They have a 1-2 running back punch. They have a pretty elite wide receiver. Their quarterback is top 15, but Tom Brady. Give me the Buccaneers.
All right, I guess I'll be on the island here. I'll take the Cowboys. The Tampa Bay, they're 8-9. They've looked just horrendous. I can't remember a game where it's like, oh, they're back. They've struggled all season. I would agree with the Tom Brady in the playoffs. You always take Tom Brady. I think he's done. I think this Tampa team is they're just not good enough. I think it's great that he's got them this far, but I don't think they do anything in this game. And if they were in just a solid, good division, they don't make the playoffs anyway. So I'm going to take Dallas. I would like to make a point about the fan base thing. They did a poll for most annoying fan bases. Dallas is at 1. Would you like to guess where Cleveland was?
Probably like 2 or 3.
Second.
Two.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Well, not in basketball or baseball.
I mean, but at least we don't say it's at least we don't say we're winning the Super Bowl every year. I mean, there is
always that's the thing, Carter. No. Our fans, we do that though. Like, a lot of Browns fans do that.
Who?
Well, I mean, since 2020, I've heard every single year we're winning the Super Bowl from a lot of Browns fans.
Okay. Well, okay. So that's where I kind of disagree. Most Browns fans do that as a joke. I think it's just they're like polar opposites. The Cowboys are annoying with their success. We're annoying with their misery.
I don't even think we're annoying with the misery, though, because like when I see the Detroit Lions over the past few years and I see how bad they've been and I see how their fans talk about how much they hate their franchise, that's like something I can like connect with. I'm like, yeah, you know, I feel that. I get that. But with Browns fans, I feel like the past few years, and I hate saying this because I think the Browns are genuinely, I don't think they're the best fan base in football, but they're top three, top two. I don't know. I feel like over the past few years, we've become a little entitled. And that drives me nuts because I don't think we deserve to be an entitled fan base.
I completely disagree with that take.
I'm not a huge fan of always hearing for the past like 3 years, like, you know, expectations, we should win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know. It just hasn't sat right with me. But it's still one of the best fan bases in football easily.
I guess I just kind of disagree with that. I haven't really heard, except for the jokes people say, or like McNeil says, we're going to the Super Bowl, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
But that's the thing.
Most brands, there's a difference. Points, it's always a joke. And like us having expectations for once, I don't think is annoying on Twitter.
No, Jake, I agree with you, like with the McNeil thing, like McNeil, Ken, Carmen, like they have their Super Bowl bits. It's funny. That's cool. But then I look like people like Chops or Dynasty Klee, or I'm trying to think of other Browns accounts that I follow, and they just drive me nuts because they act like we should win every single game. It's those types of fans that drive me nuts, and they act like everything's always wrong, which, you know, sometimes.
Okay,
it is,
yeah, that's where I agree with you. That's
I hate those fans. But like
the Browns always think that things will go wrong, which is also why I get pissed with you and Hunter Bear, because you guys also think the exact same way, Jackson. So it's very, very for interesting that you hate those people while you're the exact same person with your pessimistic takes, always expecting things to go wrong.
No, but that's not, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, it's like the people like the Browns fans that I'm talking about, I would almost say it's like unrealistic almost. Like they have,
you mean like Sam Block,
I said this about Sam Block, you know, what's his name? Adam, it's like Adam West, the like super, super like right-winged alpha male guy on Twitter. That's like, you know, what I'm talking about, that has like the most outrageous takes and Kirk Cousins as his best. Nick Adams. That has like Kirk Cousins as his number one quarterback in the NFL. And he's like adamant that Tim Tebow should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Sam Block is the Nick Adams of Ohio State football. He says a lot of stuff that's just really out there and it's not true, but it fires people up and it gets a reaction, like how it got one out of you.
So his tweet that is liked by you and some reason the frenemies account that says,
Carter, it's getting a reaction out of you. That tweet did exactly what it wanted to do. It got a reaction out of you.
No, that's not my problem. Why did you like it? Why
it's funny.
Did
No, because a part of you believes it's true, Jackson.
Healthy Baker, yeah, I think this team's in a better spot. But yeah, look how it's treating Carter right now. Carter's in shambles. Carter lets people get the best of him.
You know, I think I also liked that tweet as well. And I'm not going to say I agree with it.
You liked it as well?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say I agree with it, but I'm not going to say I disagreed with it.
I completely agree with that, Hunter.
Way to take a stand.
Like, I don't believe in it.
This is what both of you can do. You don't take a side. You just
Carter,
sit in the
aren't
middle.
You, hold on, hold on. Carter, aren't you like agnostic or whatever? You don't even have a side on religion. You can't even pick if God's real or not. Your exact words.
That's amazing.
It's okay, true. Your exact words.
Wow, that's where we're going to go right now? That's what you want to get in that conversation?
Not really. I'm just, you're saying, well, you can never take a side and you can't take a side on faith.
Because faith is different than facts.
All right.
I have faith that Baker would have led the Browns to a playoff season this year. Boom. Faith don't care about your feelings.
There's a fact that would not have happened. Considering
that's not a fact. That's an opinion. That's not a fact, you idiot. That's an opinion.
Nope.
Jake, wrap it up. That's an opinion, you idiot. You are so.
You think Baker's a good enough quarterback to lead the Browns, and you're freaking delusional. And you keep
In my opinion, bro, all the time. It's my opinion. It's not a fact. A fact is 2 + 2 = 4.
So if I said my opinion is Tim Tebow would have led the Browns to the playoffs, we're just supposed to accept that and non-delusional land?
It's a really bad opinion, but Tim Tebow, yeah, he's not getting into the playoffs. Baker, there's a legit shot. He's done it before.
All right, we're done. We're just going to cut it off there. We're just going to cut it off there.
So stupid. So stupid.
We're just going to cut it off there. Okay. I guess I will give you guys an opportunity to have a last thought. However, Carter, I want you quick on the mute button. If they get anything out of hand.
Hold on. Are we doing our whole bracket?
No. We're doing week by week. All right, should we do who we think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I kind of think we do like our whole bracket prediction because we said at the beginning of the show we were going to have a like a prize for the winner who got the most correct pick. So I think right now, I mean,
it's the same pick have prize thing.
No, Hunter, we're doing those. It's not like the NCAA tournament where we do like a bracket thing. It's more, we're going week to week basis. However, I do think we should say who we think is doing the AFC and NFC and then the Super Bowl winner.
I mean, do you guys have your like NFL bracket done?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll go first. I have the Bills coming out of the AFC, same as the preseason. I have them winning the Super Bowl, same as the preseason. I'm going to go with the – hold on. Let me see how this home field advantage would shake out.
Hunter, go.
Can I go?
Go.
Okay. I have in the NFC Championship, I have the Niners and I have the Giants. I think the Niners make it to the Super Bowl. On the AFC side, I have the Bengals and the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs making it there. I have Chiefs, Niners. I think Niners win it all. And I think the Giants upset some people along the way.
All right. I think I'm going to do the same thing as Hunter here, but change my champion. I'm going to take the Niners. No, I'm not. I'm taking the Chiefs on the AFC side. I don't love any of these NFC teams, to be completely honest. Jackson, you go. Anytime.
All right. I'll make it easy here. I got the Chiefs, Bengals, and the AFC Championship. I think it's an AFC Championship rematch, and I will be taking the Chiefs this time. I think Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL at this moment. NFC Championship, I really want there to be an upset. I would love to see the Giants in the NFC Championship, or I'd love to see the Seahawks in the NFC Championship, because those fan bases, those stadiums, when they're playing for something like that, they're the best in football. With that said, I think it's Niners, Eagles, and Philly's got a great fan base. But I think the Niners going to Philly. I think the Niners win. I got Chiefs Niners rematch from a few years ago, and I got the Chiefs coming out on top again. I think Mahomes gets a second Super Bowl.
Jackson, I fully agree with that Chiefs take. I have the Chiefs winning my Super Bowl. I'm not going to say Chiefs Niners because you guys already did. Let's be interesting here. Give me the Cowboys. I'll take Chiefs Cowboys and give me the Chiefs winning. I don't love it, but their defense is elite. And if Dak can be just average to above average, I think they can make it that far. All right.
Give me the Bucs out of the NFC.
Okay. That's gonna one of our NFC winning teams are gonna be out after this week, so that should be interesting. Really? Fucking Jack Carter. They went 8-9.
I had it between the Bucs.
They struggled to win the NFC. I know. South.
It's just Tom Brady. He just does it for me.
Okay.
It was either him or the Eagles. I think it'll be them and the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. And I just don't know if I trust Jalen Hurts yet.
I think the Eagles are a year away.
That's what I think too. I think Hurts is a year away from fully developing.
I also think if Minnesota can get in a groove and get rolling, I think they can go on a magical run in the Super Bowl as well.
I agree.
All right.
I think the NFC is wide open.
Oh, for sure. I think the AFC is between two teams.
Two teams and a magical performance from Joe Burrow could make it three.
Joe Burrow.
I was saying my two teams. My two teams were. Oh yeah, you know right. Yeah, I know you're right. You're right. All right. Any last thoughts that are relevant to the sport of football, basketball, baseball?
So you know, regarding to what I was talking about earlier.
Okay, Carter, mute.
I really think it would be great if we brought.
Shamalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab. Mute him. Thank you. All right, Hunter's done. Jackson, you're next.
No, I got no final thoughts. What was Hunter going to say, though?
Mute him. Jackson's muted, too. Carter.
This is horseshit.
No final thoughts.
All right, I got nothing either.
I have one final thought. I think Carter's a dictator. Sorry.
Okay. I do a final thought here. Jackson, are we allowed to announce some of the special things that are coming soon from the Frenemies Sports brand?
Good call, Jacob. Good call.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, so we're kind of committing back to all of our social media platforms first. So you're going to see a lot more activity. Someone on TikTok, we're all going back to college, so it's a little more difficult. We're going to try there. Twitter accounts more active as well as Instagram. But the biggest news is going to be we are going to have a website. It's currently being constructed by Jackson O'Neill, who we do have great appreciation for. There's going to be blogs on it. We can read blogs. There'll be all of our episodes. We're trying to get apparel on there as well. So yeah, big Frenemies website coming soon. Keep an eye out on it. Once it's finally like made and revealed, we'll make sure to mention it and maybe provide a link in the episode as well. Jackson, did I miss anything?
No, I just started working on this today. There will be one little surprise on the website that I think the fans will absolutely love. But I don't want to talk about that until I know for sure if I can get it.
Okay. Looking forward to that. All right. Without anybody else saying anything, thank you for listening. We'll see you later.